Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. We had a great time at the Second Chance Prom.
Yeah.
A big shout out to DJ Joe Lerman, who came bronzed to the gods.
Amazing.
Yeah, he looked amazing. He had a great outfit on. And then, luckily, I was staying at the hotel, so I could come down and look for the stuff that I forgot and lost.
What do you mean?
And my stuff.
Sunglasses, Jay's jacket. There's some collection.
Yep.
Collection to be done. But
thank God. Good job, Blake.
Made it out unscathed.
Nice.
Mostly.
Yeah.
Minorly scathed.
Yeah. Slightly scathed.
Just slightly scathed.
But we survived.
So we heard this crazy story. Woman was dating a guy for a little bit. And this was more than like a couple dates. Like they were dating for a couple months. And then he invited her to an event, which was not a cheap event.
Nope.
You know, fundraiser, ticket, and all that. And then she realized, he is a total DB.
Yep.
And then dumped him and said, and by the way, I would like for you to give me the money back that I paid for that ticket that you should have gotten me.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
So
she said, yeah.
My question is there anyone listening who asked for their money back?
I'm sure.
After a date.
You are so not worth it. I want my money back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a refund policy.
Yeah.
When she told us the story, we were like, go, girl.
Yeah, I know.
Atta girl.
Because I think the situation was like the date wasn't very nice to her at this event. So she was like, why am I, you owe me money. You know, you should have bought my ticket.
Here?
Sure. Yeah, exactly. So now, and then you're going to bring me here and not be nice to me. So in that situation, if I went on a date with someone and I split or paid and the guy was not nice to me, I mean, I wish I had the guts to send and be like, I want my money back.
Okay, someone texted, I have not asked for money back, but I did have someone ask me to pay for my food after the date. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Tell us how much of a jerk you were.
Yeah, what did you do?
Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being the jerkiest.
Yeah.
How much of a jerk were you?
So wait, do we know that the woman that we met at the prom got her money back?
I think she did.
That's not in your notes, whether she got it or she didn't.
Well, I only wrote down the first half.
Yeah. So Blake took out his phone first, and I said, okay. Oh, thank God, I don't have to take notes on this one.
Yeah,
right. And so I put my
I wrote down, don't use
basket.
Her name, ask for money back, and then that's all I got.
And then the punchline, we forgot to write down.
Yeah.
Okay, great job, guys. Awesome.
Good job.
That was right before I ordered another tequila shot, I think. From the hot bartender.
That's amazing.
By the way, hot bartender.
Oh my God!
Oh, yeah. The guy in the left bar.
Yeah.
Oh, I was hitting on him
model.
The whole time.
He was hot.
Yeah.
Oh, I told him he should be a Pogue from that show Outer Banks.
He had the best hair.
His
hair.
Great hair.
And he didn't know what a Pogue was, and I was like, "That's you."
I don't
you.
Know what a Pogue is either.
It's
from
the
show Outer Banks. Oh, okay. Yeah.
On Netflix, he was smoking.
I love. Yeah. Kelly, you should be a Pogue, and he's like,
I feel like that's an insult.
It sounds kind of insulting. Yeah.
Why?
You're such a Pogue.
The head lead character is super hot. He's just like him. Yeah, he was hot. Okay. He was like 21, but he was super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
24.
I
ordered a couple tequila shots. I had a conversation with him.
Wow, Blake.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, forward.
Well, because he said there was a reference to something,
sure, okay.
And I was like, oh, he doesn't know. What are you? And he goes 24, and I said, yeah.
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 Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he was hot.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, guys.
Yeah, I mean, he was.
I know. I said it once. I don't need to say it 17 times.
Every time Journey came on, I said, you want to slow dance? All right. We're getting some text here. Someone said, you know, asking for money back is kind of tacky. A lot of the times it is.
A lot of the times it is.
But sometimes it's still a move. It's still like a, you know, good for you.
Yeah.
Because it says, I don't care enough to even pay for this.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yep.
Nancy on our Facebook page, we asked if you ever got money back after a date. And Nancy said, it's called alimony.
Oh,
I love that. All right. Todd's going to go on TV in a second. Not as bad as Saturday, but what do you got?
Well, today's going to be a quiet day, which is what we need out there. We'll have mostly cloudy skies become partly sunny and a high temperature around 40. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, there's going to be some drizzle, and there could be some light glazes from it, but I want to stress there will not be power outages. It's not like what happened over the weekend at all, but there could be some slick spots during the day with highs in the mid-30s. And then it's 40s for the rest of the week with rain showers.